This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
Parenting. Just the absolute best, most rewarding thing I've ever done, but holy balls, it's frustrating at times too. You can see that in a new viral video of a dad who was heading through the airport and gave up trying to get his kid to walk by themselves to make the flight in time. Instead, got her to sit on her bum and just dragged her by the hood of her snowsuit or jacket.
It looks like she's defeated, too. Like, she's not, like, flailing or screaming. She's accepting that she needs to go somewhere with her dad, but she's, like, she's pouting, so she refuses to walk herself.
I bet it would be pretty fun to just, like, slide on the ground at the airport rather than having to walk.
My favorite thing about it is the dad doesn't look back to make sure she's okay at all in this short clip because he's so fed up that he's like, nope. Don't care about you.
Well, you got to make your flight on time, I guess.
So funny.
As long as the kid's not, you know,
hurt.
Being hurt.
Right. No, it looks actually quite comfortable.
Yeah, it does.
I might have to actually try it sometime.
Like, as the one who rides on the ground?
Like, I think tomorrow morning, I'm going to be very pouty, leaving to go to work.
Okay.
And then you have to drag me by the hood.
No, you know what?
I'll just relax.
Probably just leave you.
Oh.
But no, I had a weekend where if there would have been a hood on my daughter's jacket, I may have done the same thing. Just, she's seven, wonderful 99% of the time.
So funny.
She got like so protective over these useless little LOL doll toys though.
Those are like the new thing. Those are the new Hatchimals. Those are the new Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
The new Barbie. It's these things called LOL dolls. And to me, in my mind, I look at them and I'm like, what? Those are useless. What is that?
Yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah, she was just being a brat with them because some of her friends were over throughout the weekend. And I literally almost got them all together and threw them all in the garbage this weekend.
That's like how bad it was.
That's what it was going to, like, even carburetor.
Wow.
I was considering. I don't have a carburetor. That's why.
You'd pretend, though. You'd make sound effects. Maybe open a YouTube video sound clip.
Man, just like, but I guess I do get it. Like, when I was trying to process how annoying she was, I remember how mad I was when my mom sold my hockey cards without asking. Like, she put them in the garage sale. And they ended up getting sold, like, right away. And I was like, you what? Like, those were my thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? These are her things.
Yeah,
so
you do feel protective over the items you care about, right? I just started watching this show on Netflix called Tidying Up. It's really interesting. I mean, I got bored after the first episode, I'm not going to lie. But I did like the concept. Because this woman goes into your home and she says, I want you to only keep things that spark joy. So to Charlie, that's her LOL dolls. If we were to clean out her room and say what in here sparks joy, I bet the number one thing would be those stupid, useless dolls.
An unlikely star of the Golden Globes last night on the red carpet was the Fiji water bottle girl.
Yeah, she managed to photobomb several huge actors and actresses, and she stole the show. And the best thing about it is it's not like she's just in the background. She's straight up facing the camera and staring into the lens. Yeah. So she seems hilarious.
So she had a tray with Fiji water she was handing out to people as they walked by. But yeah, she just managed to get in all the shots. And I bet like her instruction from her boss was like, hey, just make sure there's a lot of cameras going off and stuff. Try not to get in any pictures. You know what I mean?
Or maybe it was the opposite because they want Fiji water to get free advertising.
But I just mean like the boss of the red carpet.
Now, I get it. Wanting to be in photos and stuff. I went out for dinner on Friday. I hit up Cactus Club with a couple of my girlfriends. We were celebrating that we were in ketosis. So we got some steak and dipped it in butter. It was fantastic. And there was a table of like 18-year-olds, maybe. I don't even know if they were of age. They were drinking soda, like pop. And it was clearly one of their birthdays. There were birthday gifts. They were all dressed up to the nines, gossiping away. And I felt so old. We felt so old because we're like, shut up, you know? And they kept taking pictures and Snapchats with the flash on. Like, you know you're youthful when you are advocating for flash. So The amount of pictures and videos that I'm in the background of eating steak dipped in butter is like alarming and upsetting at the same time.
Yeah.
And there was one point where I was like, I'm going to pose for this next picture. And I turned and it was a straight on front photo of me in the background, flash on. And I would never, ever do that.
Okay.
Ew.
Yeah.
You got to have an angle always. And then I said, was I in the background of that or what? Trying to be cool and hip with these youngsters. And they gave me the most attitude I've ever gotten. The girl that took the picture was like, yeah. And then she redid the photo.
Oof.
Are young people that sassy and rude? Get a sense of humor. You're welcome that I'm in the background eating prawns.
Oh, you had prawns too.
Prawns and steak.
Okay, you want to relate to young people? May I start with something?
What?
Quit calling them youngsters. Hey, youngsters! Fancy me getting in the pic?
So apparently men grow up 11 years later than women. Get this. You aren't fully grown up until you're 43 years old, gentlemen.
Lots of time left for me.
Lots of time. That's 11 years later than women. Crazy.
It's like completely grown up.
I don't know. I have this list. And it says, these are the top 30 maturity failings of men.
We can't go through all 30.
No, but
right.
Apparently these start going away when you're 43.
Okay,
which
let's
just
go.
Blows my mind. Like, what? Number one, finding their farts and burps hilarious. Which makes sense. Every person I know that's like my dad's age, when he burps, it doesn't mean anything. He doesn't comment on it or be like, did anyone hear that? That one was epic. Like, that just doesn't happen. Number two, eating fast food at 2 a.m. Nobody over the age of 43 does that.
Yeah, but you just feel so much better the next day if you do.
Driving too fast or racing other vehicles at lights. You do both of those.
No, I don't. I don't race other... Next.
Driving with loud music. I remember driving with my dad. We'd go to Kelowna every year or somewhere in BC. The volume couldn't be loud. It had to be like a nice, soft Celine Dion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Well, and it's funny. As soon as the volume starts going up, you can see the stress level in dads go up as well.
I will say with my aging process, I'm 28 years young now. Oh, man, it's almost my birthday, too, in 3 weeks. That's crazy. But I get why our moms would turn down the radio when they were trying to find a parking spot. I get it now. It's totally... You need to do that.
All right, next.
Staying silent during an argument.
So that's...
That's a fail.
That's a fail?
Yes. You have to say something. You have to speak up.
No, because you just get in more trouble. I'm with that one.
Retelling the same jokes and stories. Wow, that is something you do often.
Okay, at what
I've
point
heard
did
every
this
story?
I think you just made this list up as a way to like attack me.
This one is not you. They don't like talking about themselves. So that one, yeah, I'll give you a break for that one. Wearing trainers to the club.
Okay, so what? No. What do 43-year-old dudes wear?
Just dress shoes? How about this one? Getting way too excited over stags. Every guy listening right now, they're like, yeah, true.
Yeah.
I can't wait to go to Palm Springs.
Wherever. I'd go on a stag even with like a dude I don't know right now. I could.
Having a cartoon bedspread. Every guy listening right now. Just kidding.
Red carpet drama.
Ooh. Okay, but come on. Did this actually happen?
I believe it did.
So Chrissy Metz from This Is Us, she was being interviewed on the red carpet and she was asked about Alison Brie, who is the lead character in the show Glow. Apparently, they panned the camera over to Alison Brie on the actual red carpet and Chrissy Metz thought her mic was off and she called her a bitch. She said she's such a bitch. But she's shutting down those rumors, saying, I would never say a bad thing about Alison, just talk you guys talking about. And other people are saying, I heard she's such a babe. But Chrissy Metz never actually says what
she
the
said.
Sentence was. So that's kind of sketchy in my
mind.
But at the same time, why would she say that on the red carpet at an award show? To me, that doesn't make... Why would anybody do that?
Yeah. I'm sure that's happened with a lot of us. We've said something at some point that you didn't want someone else to hear, and maybe they overheard
or
someone told them about what you said.
Maybe you say something about someone and then you find out that that's like their best friend.
Right.
Or, I've had moments like that.
I had the worst one was there was a guy that I grew up with, I was in the truck at the time when this happened, mm-hmm. and a guy came up from another town and was talking to us. A girl walked by, and one of my buddies from the back said something very rude about her, not knowing that the guy that we were talking with from the other town was her brother.
See, that's so bad.
It was just so, and we all just like, we all knew it other than this guy. We all just turned and like gave the nod of disapproval. Ugh, it was the worst.
One time I was in the back of a cab, and like I was pretty intoxicated because I'm in the back of a cab, duh. And there were three of us in the back seat, and I was like going off about this chick that I had just met, how she was like trying too hard. Like I was being so rude.
Mm-hmm.
I'll admit that.
Well, you're trying to be cool to the other two people.
I was trying to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then I looked over and I was like, do you guys agree? And the girl on the opposite end, like that wasn't in the middle seat, leaned over and she's like, no, I totally get where you're coming from. And it was her sister.
Oh!
I was like, no! I thought you were someone else. I'm so drunk.
The worst.
And then I had to like backpedal. Oh, it was so bad.
The backpedaling is even worse.
It was so bad.
Leah hit us up and said, the worst is when I got into a fight with my boyfriend and I started texting my friend going off about him. I looked up and I was actually texting him. There was no getting out of that one.
Okay, I love Melissa's text. So my husband buys and sells vehicles. He was out of town and someone wanted to come look at a vehicle, so I was showing it to them and they were being really annoying and nitpicky. So I tried to text my husband. I accidentally sent it to the woman that was looking at the vehicle while she was still there. So she read the text back to me. Oh my gosh. That like physically hurts my body.
Heather's is worse. She had a lady come to her house and teach a painting party for her mom's birthday.
Nice.
She said she was done, packed up her stuff, and left, and all us ladies were talking about how bad she sucked. I piped up and said, yeah, when we do another one, we got to get the other lady in town because she was awful. And then I heard her right behind me, and she asked if I could move my vehicle so she could leave. So she had come back in the house.
No,
so bad.
It's so hurt.
It reminds me of my mom's favorite joke. Have I told you this one before?
Maybe.
A guy was at a... working at a hotel in like the restaurant part, and some old dude asked for half a loaf of bread. And so he goes into the kitchen. He goes, some a-hole out here wants a half a loaf of bread. And then he turns around and the old man had followed him in. He goes, and this fine gentleman wants the other half.
Yes.
And
amazing.
Then the manager comes up and says, hey, listen, I saw how you handled that. That's amazing. I'd wonder if you'd like to come up to Fort McMurray and run my restaurant for me. And he goes, Fort McMurray, all that's up there is ladies of the evening and hockey players. And he goes, my wife is from Fort McMurray. And the kid responds, oh, what team does she play for?
That's a really good joke.
It took longer than I wanted it to tell. Trending
this hour. Golden Globes shook down last night. Best film drama, Bohemian Rhapsody. Best film comedy or musical, Green Book. Best actor in a film drama, Rami Malek, who portrayed Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody. Best actress in a film drama was Glenn Close. Best actor in a film comedy, Christian Bale for Vice. I haven't seen any of these. Best actress, Olivia Colman in The Favorite. What is that?
Glenn Close was talking about her mom and on her deathbed how she said she regrets not doing more with her life. And so that's always driven Glenn to do more. And then she said this. I thought it was pretty powerful.
I feel what I've learned through this whole experience is that women, we're nurturers. That's what's expected of us. We have our children. We have our husbands, if we're lucky enough, and our partners, whoever. But we have to find personal fulfillment. We have to follow our dreams. We have to say, I can do that. And I should be allowed to do that.
I'm totally cool with her winning this award, but when the Oscars shake down, Glenn Close, you've had your moment.
Mm-hmm.
Can Lady Gaga please win for A Star Is Born? Thank you.
Yeah, today is the number one day where people hand in their resignation at work, whether it's 2 weeks' notice or if you got to give a couple months, whatever the case may be.
Or you just walk out.
But what if you call in and quit a job you don't actually work at? I'll give her a go first, and then you want to take a run at it?
Absolutely.
Right. Trying to get hello.
Pretty good, thanks. You?
Oh, good. Okay, anong oras ka punta dito?
Hmm?
What time ka?
Is this McDonald's?
Depend on who you're calling.
Yeah, no, it's Gary. I won't be able to make it into work today, and I actually would like to hand in my resignation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I won't be able to make it in today, and I just don't feel like my core values are being fulfilled.
Okay.
Plus, I always screw up, and I forget to give the McChicken sauce.
It's okay.
Burn myself on the fryer.
I don't think you have a schedule, okay?
Pardon?
I don't think you have a schedule today.
I'm not on the schedule today?
No.
Well, you better take me off forever.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay.
Yeah. Have a good one. Yeah, bye.
I miss you guys.
Bye.
She sounded very upset, hey?
Did she?
Yeah, I think so. All right, so I tried Mickey D's. You're going to try a clothing store.
Okay.
Here we go.
Renee Adler, Kristen speaking.
Hi, Chris. It's Renee calling. I'm not going to be coming in today. I've decided I don't want to be a brand ambassador anymore. I'm sick of no one agreeing with what clothes I want to put on the front mannequins. So I'm done. I'm moving on. I'm going to go work at Please Mom.
Oh, man.
Okay.
That's it.
I'm done.
You're done.
I'm out of here.
Oh, my God.
You going to miss me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't go.
All right, for the first time ever, a duet version of Mini Pop.
If you're listening and you follow me on social media, I post a lot about my four-year-old niece. She's so funny. So is Charlie. I love them so much.
We ready for this?
Her grasp of the English language isn't the best. She's 4 years old, putting you to the test. Mini Pop.
Now 7. Crazy how fast time flies. High hopes. Panic at the Disco. Here it is, put to tunes with the kidlets.
The high hopes are living. And the high hopes are kidlets. The high hopes are living. The high hopes. The high hopes are living. The high hopes are kidlets. One little thing,
red to keep up, will complicated. The law, Greek is educated.
Nailed it.
I actually can't breathe because I'm laughing so hard.
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded. The official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.